Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios. On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's great to be with you on dozens of radio stations across the nation at whatever time you're picking up the radio program. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. And if you're watching on television in the Northern California markets, thanks for tuning in also. It's a pleasure to be on your television screens with you. I don't even know where to start today, so I'm going to do what I've been doing over the last really couple of years. It's been the triage for content has been so difficult because of the amount of content coming at us. I'm just going to go right to my guest and a regular on the program here for the last few weeks that may become a regular thing. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome in, brother. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm fantastic.
And getting better every day, correct?
That is correct. You like those pictures?
Hey, just now. Yeah, I did. The picture, yes. And let me ask you about that. Looking out your window, is that the photo you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, and what is that, besides utterly beautiful?
Actually, I am up in the what we call around here rocks, because it's only about 7,400 feet, so it's not quite mountains in Wyoming. And I'm looking across the Platte Valley to the Sierra Madre Range. And the cool thing is, even though I'm in the middle of, well, you might call it nowhere, there's a cell tower about a half mile away.
In today's world, nothing shocking, but I'm glad you're there and I'm glad you got the signal. We appreciate you calling in and taking a break, because I can tell you're in God's country. There's no question about it. Paul, a lot to talk with you about today. We spoke about some of it last night, and it's just not, there's more happening today. The goings on in the world of Second Amendment rights and freedoms is unlike anything I've ever seen. Before we get cracking, you've been doing this a long time. Have you ever seen the content coming at us this fast before?
No. We've always had, I've been paying attention essentially my entire adult life, but the rapidity or the speed and the volume of the attacks, right, that we're dealing with right now is really unprecedented.
While there's a lot of attacks, not all of it is attacks. That's what's unusual. There's just a volume of Second Amendment related rights and freedoms related information that, while not necessarily attacks, is still voluminous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're really divided, I would say, right now as a country, and I know this sounds cliche, but we're almost as divided, if not more so. I think if you went back and you studied your history diligently and honestly, we're as divided now as we were in 1860. And most people, if you went to public school, I went to public school, I went to public and parochial, but, the Reader's Digest version of the Civil War is that every single citizen north of the Mason-Dixon line hated slavery and they hated the South and they were all for war. And that wasn't anywhere close to being true. I mean, just look at the draft riots in New York. Yeah. They weren't necessarily willing, but right now we have, we have the I don't know, the Karens and the Kyles, and we have the Chicken Littles, that the sky is falling. And they refuse to look at anything other than fear and panic. And then we've got our sides like, shut up and start living your life. How can you live like that? And
yeah, I don't know how people live. But you bring up the antebellum South, and that's true. We are. I've covered on this program what to me is we're going in a different direction from where I had planned, but that's okay. That's what makes this show great. This conversation is pertinent to where we find ourselves today, listeners, viewers, et cetera. It is, we're in a very difficult spot in America. I don't know that there's light at the end of this tunnel. Paul, I've often stated it this way, that the genie's out of the bottle. The smoke has been let out of the grill lid. There's no putting it back. Somebody's going to have to win the cold civil war that this country is in. You want to call it a culture war, it doesn't matter. But one side is going to have to win this war. And you'd better hope and pray that it's us and not the nanny staters. But, you know, I often talk about the crime against Kansas speech in the 1850s that predated the outset of war in America just a number of years later. And you can actually find this information, listeners, viewers, at the Senate.gov website. But it is the caning of Senator Sumner when he was beaten nearly to death in the old Senate chamber in Washington, D.C., by a relative of a congressman that believed that Senator Sumner had, in fact, let's say, abused verbally during his crime against Kansas speech. The nation was debating and letting Kansas enter the Union, and the debate was as a slave state or as a free state, and the man was beaten nearly to death. The Senate site itself, Paul, points to the fact that this was reminiscent of the division in the country at that time, and it was these actions that helped foresee later down the road, always looking back in hindsight, the outset of civil war in the United States. And we are certainly at a place in America right now where the two sides are not seeing eye to eye, and I don't believe are ever going to just join hands and sing Kumbaya again. Let me put it this way. I have no intentions of holding hands with someone the likes of Nancy Pelosi, and can't we all just get along? The answer is no. There is no getting along with these people. These people are trying to destroy my way of life, and my goal is to defeat them at all costs. Is that too harsh?
No, you're absolutely correct, and I would throw in, right now, I think this country was a greater country when congressmen used to have fistfights on the floor of the House. I think we would get a lot more. Our country would be better right now, and people would behave. You know what? You bring up Pelosi and Schumer and AOL or AOC or you know, whatever. You bring up these people, and they get up, and they take that microphone, and they lie. Flat out. Straight out.
All day. They do it with impunity because they can.
They slander other people. They slander Kavanaugh. They slander their enemies. They slander everyone. And they can do it because there are no repercussions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're not held accountable. You know, in 1847, if you got up on the floor and you told a flat out lie about another person, that person was just as likely to walk up and punch you in the nose. And everyone else would say, you deserved it.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go over for the benefit of viewers and listeners, I'm going to go over that crime against Kansas speech again. That was a fun program. The history in that show garnered a lot of emails and a lot of response from you out there in radio land and now in television land. But I think I'm going to cover that again, Paul. It is really eerie what happened then in 1853 compared to where we are today. And the response in the U.S. Senate on the floor, and also what was said by Senator Sumner at the time. They were harsh words, very harsh words, harsh by today's standards, let alone the late 1850s, early 1850s. So I think I'm going to cover that in sometime in the near future again. That was quite the program. Very telling about where we are today. What do they say, Paul? Those who fail to
learn history
are doomed to repeat it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, those days are coming. Now, listen, just for fun, because I want to here, I don't know, did you happen to see the little brief story of a Good Morning America correspondent today?
No.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of broadcasters are now working from home, but he was foolish enough to have his camera positioned in such a way at his laptop that he was in a sport coat, shirt, and his underwear, and it was all caught on Good Morning America today.
Couldn't happen to a better group of losers. We just talked about that.
For the record, I am fully clothed in front of this camera, okay? That much I can promise you.
I'm out in the mountains.
Well, you're the one that probably shouldn't be, you know? Get back to nature, Paul. Go ahead. Don't give us the visual. All right. Let's start today, not where we want. We got a little bit sidetracked, but that's okay. this is going to take us into the break, and we'll probably carry this into the next segment. I've got a number of topics I want to talk with Paul today, not the least of which is my wife's case, Walters v. Kemp, which was heard yesterday in federal court. And I'll give you a great update on that. I'll tell you everything we can. If you were watching Rob Pincus and myself on Facebook.com on our daily hits every day at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, we talked about it briefly today. Also, Supreme Court, New York, that story breaking out yesterday while we were on the airwaves. We've got more. I want to give you some commentary, and I want you to understand from me why you should not be concerned. I'm seeing a lot of hysteria online from people who are, I can't believe we lost. We didn't lose anything, and I'm going to explain that for you. That was a victory for us, and I'll explain it. I'll make you feel better. Virginia, partial victory in Virginia. Virginia needed a partial victory. We'll explain that. But then we're going to explain what they want in Virginia in the next legislative session. They're already out with that info, and it ain't good. When we come back, I want to tell you about a Mississippi mayor who thinks he's God, and he's not. And we're going to put him in his place because he's nothing but a rinky-dink mayor. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Talking about that wonderful sheriff up in Maine. Wow, wow, wow. Just incredible stuff. When you talk about Sheriff Nichols making it very, very, very clear that I'm not going to, let's just say enforce, I guess, would be. He said, this is not a Nazi state. This is not a police state. This is America. And I quote him again. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you are asked for your papers. And I love that. We will not be setting up a police state, period. The sheriff's office will not purposefully go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask people. All right, welcome back inside. We'll try that one more time. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It happens sometimes when you're live, particularly when the internet's been so taxed lately. But we're glad to be back with you here in the studio. There's a little hiccup there. No worries. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, welcome back inside the studios. We're back at you. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. I was enjoying that story there.
Yeah, well, you were. And I want to thank Shanto very fast for being quick on that switch there to put that up when a backup went in when we lost me just briefly for a moment on microphone, but not on camera. Okay, Paul, what I want to do is I want to start this segment with you. This stuff angers me beyond belief. This is homeowner association garbage. This is the type of crap that Americans have to put up with when they deal with people who have some type of syndrome that, to me, I guess it's hard for me to place it, but it's a power-related thing. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. But it, like many homeowners associations, guys drive around the neighborhood and, you know, rag their neighbors and send nasty letters because a bush is, you know, isn't trimmed or something stupid. These are people that are seeking power that don't have it in real life. They're lacking something in their own lives. Not all, but many. And here we see this syndrome with mayors recently, Paul, during the coronavirus debacle. And we have a mayor down in Jackson, Mississippi. I don't care if I'm pronouncing this mayor's name correctly or not. I really don't. Chokwe Antar Lumumba, a Democrat. Imagine that, a Democrat.
It's shocking.
Shocking. Of Jackson, Mississippi, issuing an order, a mayor issuing an order over the weekend prohibiting law-abiding citizens from openly carrying sidearms in Mississippi, which is legal in the state of Mississippi. Here's when he issued his order. Here's what he had to say. The open carry law interferes with law enforcement's ability to take illegal guns off of the streets. Prior to the open carry law, when Jackson police officers saw a gun in plain view, it gave them the probable cause to seize the weapon and determine whether it was an illegal weapon or not. The open carry law not only provides protection for the individuals who are armed with illegal weapons, it creates an atmosphere of fear and intimidation in the community. We cannot continue to turn a blind eye to the fact that the open carry law has led to an increase in gun violence in our communities. And he said, sending thoughts and prayers to the families who have lost loved ones to senseless gun violence is not enough. He stressed that action is required. Now, first of all, I want you to comment on the rinky-dink mayor abusing, I don't know what power he has. He doesn't have any of that power. So you can't really abuse a power you don't have.
Yeah.
But abusing his position. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, because you make it hard for me to hold my breath. All right, step number one, there's this thing called the Supremacy Clause. No mayor in the United States of America has the authority to override the United States Constitution, which includes the Bill of Rights. Supremacy Clause. Then we go to the state constitution. Interestingly enough, I used to live in Mississippi, and in the state constitution, it guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It's right there in the very beginning of the state constitution. And it makes no... Now, the only thing, the weird verbiage that was in the state constitution was that the only, asterisk was that they could regulate the concealed carry of the of firearms, right? Not open carry, but concealed. So several years ago, when I was living in Mississippi, the governor and the House, the House and the Senate, it was weird language, and it kind of put it put law enforcement in a weird position. They're like, okay, so if a gun is in a holster, is it partially concealed, or you know, like what, you know, kind of weirdness. So what they did is they cleaned up the language. They cleaned up the language, and first they said no. We have a very strong what they call castle doctrine, which applies to your car, your home, your business, any place that you can lawfully occupy as a citizen. The castle doctrine applied. Then they went a step further and they're like, you know what? Here's the deal: as long as you are not in the process of committing a crime and you did not come to possess that firearm illegally, carry it open, concealed, wherever. And that's where we are. And I believe if you go down farther, there's several stories about this clown in Jackson. Jackson is the cancer on the state of Mississippi. Every time there's a presidential election, the whole state is red, save for this one little blue area, which is Jackson. So fornicate them.
You know, let me jump in here quickly, because you're absolutely correct about that. Now, I want to point out, you moved to Wyoming from Mississippi, did you not?
I did.
Okay, and it wasn't that long ago that Student of the Gun was emanating from Mississippi. It's been fairly recent history. So let me tell you now, who Attorney General, State Attorney General Lynn Fitch is in the state of Mississippi. She sent what can only be described as a sharp-tongued letter to the tyrant, rinky-dink mayor.
The wannabe tyrant.
Or whatever his name is. Don't know what he is. Fitch sent the sharply worded letter to Jackson Mayor Chakwe Antar Lumumba on the 26th. This was just going back 2 days ago. Here's part of what the Attorney General said. Mississippians enjoy the right to lawfully openly carry in all of Mississippi's 82 counties and in every municipality within the state. The city of Jackson is no exception. The city lacks statutory authority to suspend a state statute or constitutional provision. Accordingly, I ask that you rescind the order immediately. I take seriously my obligation to protect Mississippians' constitutional rights, and I will take every action available to my office to ensure these rights are not infringed upon. So we applaud Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch for that strongly worded statement to the tyrant wannabe homeowners association board, a member of the board, chairman of the board, whatever you want to call the guy.
President, yeah. He's an HOA
president. For the actions, the rinky-dink actions that the mayor took. So, Paul, we're getting ready to take a break. I can tell you right now that what that final sentence in that statement means is rescind your little phony order that you don't have the authority to make, or I'm going to sue you into compliance and probably cost you your job.
Send the sheriff to arrest him.
Who knows? It's tough to do with politicians, but unfortunately. But regardless, that was sharp.
He violated the law.
It seems to have, yes. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun, will be back with me for the next two segments. Don't go away. We'll be back in these gunbroker.com studios on this car arms microphone right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is Defender Coffee I'm drinking too, by the way. And I want to apologize for that previous. It was not the internet. I have to take responsibility for your not being able to hear me because it was a simple button that I didn't push in my studio. That was my fault. So I apologize. Thanks again for Shanto for being quick on the buttons there when he realized he didn't have me. Let's go back to Mr. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, I'm sorry. You know how it is. You do radio for a long time, and you know that clock gets in the way sometimes. You know, I've begged Sean for more time, but there's some things he just can't do for us, and that's give us more of father time. But I want you to go ahead and wrap up with that mayor, because those stories like that really anger me. Those get my goat when you got those little wannabe nobodies that try to take away people's constitutional rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's what your audience needs to familiarize themselves with. They need to familiarize themselves with the term under color of law. I was a police officer, and many of you guys know, if you don't know, I was a police officer for almost 20 years. And one of the things that we learned that was drummed into our heads in the police academy is that you actually are held to a higher standard than you are supposed to be. The community, as we were, you know, when I went to the police academy 30 years ago almost, they impressed upon us that the community expects that you will hold yourself to a higher standard because of your position and the responsibility you've been given. So not only can you not, you know, commit arrest unlawfully, you cannot violate the Constitution. We went through that whole thing. This is the Constitution, and these are the rights of the people, and you can't violate those. But we learned a phrase called under color of law, which means that if someone who is a sworn law enforcement officer, and you're like, oh, well, a mayor's not law enforcement. Au contraire, mon frère, he is the chief executive. He is the chief of the executive branch of government. Therefore, he falls under that branch. If he violates the Constitution under color of law, if he uses his authority to deliberately deprive the people of their rights, he is actually in greater violation than if just you or I did something. He violated the rights of the people. He's violating the rights of the people right now under color of law. He is just by that quote unquote executive order that he thought he had the authority to, he committed a crime. And it is up to the attorney general of the state to charge him with a crime and to prosecute him and to have him removed from office.
Unfortunately, I as much as I would like to see that in this and many, many other cases where we see politicians blatantly abusing their office, you know, we can use this as a segue to the Supreme Court case in New York, so let's do that. When you have a city, in this case, New York City, put a law in place that violates the constitutional rights of its citizens, in this case, the ability of New York City residents to be able to carry their firearm anywhere outside their home they have a lawful right to go to, including their own property. Even if they owned a property in Miami, Florida, they were not allowed to leave with their gun to go to their own property in Miami, Florida. That's not a violation only of the Constitution. That's a moral violation, Paul, that these people believe that they have the moral authority to tell American citizens what they can and can't take with them wherever they choose to go. Now, the segue there is that New York City knew what they were doing was a violation of constitutional rights. They knew it, but they did it anyway. And when the case went up to the Supreme Court, and they knew that the Supreme Court, once the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, New York City then played the Supreme Court and went ahead and rescinded that law and changed it because they didn't want to lose in court. And unfortunately, Paul, as you know, yesterday morning early, the Supreme Court punted that case because the law had been changed. And in this particular case, there was a pretty scathing dissent by Gorsuch, by Thomas, and by Alito that essentially said, we don't like this court being played. And Alito, in his dissent, made it pretty clear. He said, hey, we have an obligation when a case is on our docket, we have an obligation to hear it. And in this case, they didn't. So they fear that they've just set precedent for any other individual or entity or city or town or municipality, whatever it is, that wants to violate the Constitution. They can now do it and then have it pushed all the way to the Supreme Court. And then they now know that they can punt at the moment the Supreme Court agrees to hear the case. First off on that, Paul, did the Supreme Court get played?
Well, yeah, they did. And what we have, we go back all the way to the very beginning of this show. People say, well, you know, this stuff is going to happen and we have to sue and we have to do this, we have to do that. What they just showed is we're way beyond the what does the when it comes to government officials, whether they're mayors, whether they're governors, whether, you know, whatever they happen to be, we're way beyond the what does the Constitution give me the authority to do? They don't say, do I have the constitutional authority, whether it's the state constitution or the United States Constitution, to enact this law or whatever? They don't even consider that. They just ignore it. Where they're at now is who has the gall or wherewithal to challenge me? Who will call me out on it? And what the game they're playing is we're just going to do whatever we want, and we'll wait and see if anybody calls us out on it. And what New York did is they played that game. They're like, well, let's see if anybody calls us out. They got called out. They realized they were about to get in trouble, so they're like, oh, never mind, forget it. That's like,
yeah, and you know, you're also describing Phil Murphy as well, too. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Absolutely.
Phil Murphy in New Jersey doing the same thing.
That's like stealing a wallet and someone says, hey, you stole my wallet, I'm going to call the police. And then you go put it back.
Right.
You know? They're like,
don't call the police.
Back.
I didn't mean to steal that car. Yeah. Let me get it back in time.
Your defense in court to having stolen that wallet was, well, when I got caught, I put it back. So I shouldn't be held accountable for stealing it. That's not how that works. Wouldn't let a five-year-old get away with that.
Busted with your hands in the cookie jar, go put the cookies back. Right? No, it's the act of going into the cookie jar to begin with when you told him or her not to go in the cookie jar. That's the act that you're teaching the child about. Not that it's okay to go in and try to get away with it, and then if you don't get caught, smile, and if you do get caught, apologize and put it back. That's exactly where you're going in a very simplistic analogy. Now, let me take this one step further because it's very important. CNN, spin the headline. They say it was a setback and a blow to gun rights advocates and activists, the Supreme Court's punting of the case, to which I said, well, there you go. That's why CNN is fake news. That's a bald-faced, flat-out lie. It was a victory for us because New York's law is history. New York lost. The law that was in place that infringed on its citizens' rights to travel with their guns has been removed. And not only has it been removed, it's been ordered that they can never put it back in place. We won the case. What we didn't get was a bigger win. We won the case. What we wanted was a little bit bigger win. We wanted it a little bit broader. Even Alito, in his dissent, said that the plaintiffs have, for the most part, won. Now the National Rifle Association and other groups are calling for the city to do the right thing because they lost and pay the costs that were incurred by New York State Pistol and Rifle Association to have to sue them into compliance. Paul, will New York comply with that, do you think, or will they have to be gone after for those funds?
Oh, there's no way they're going to. There's no way they're going to voluntarily comply. Don't hold your breath for that.
No, but you understand, as I do, that it's a victory. And this is what I hate to see with the mainstream press. Now, when the press lies to you willfully, I'm going to use this as a quick public service announcement. When they're lying to you like they just did in that misleading headline, that was intentional, by the way. When they lie to you by failing to tell you about Biden's accuser, when they lie to you blatantly lying about the stories and misrepresenting what it is Trump said, for example, when we have video and we have tape of it, what makes you think they're telling you the truth about the coronavirus?
They're not.
It's exactly correct. Don't think they're telling you the truth about this when everything else coming from these people is a bunch of lies. And it's why Trump and I have called them the enemy of the people longer than Trump's been in office. I can promise you. Go back and listen to the shows dating back 11 years ago, April 26, 2009. We're going to come back and wrap up with Paul Marco. I want to take him to Virginia, and I want to get his opinion on my wife's case, Walters v. Kemp, that was heard in federal court yesterday. And I'll give you a little clue in there. It's pretty good news. We had a really good day. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special. Or, for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed inside these GunBroker.com studios. GunBroker.com, by the way, it's free. 100% free. Just go sign up at GunBroker.com. And it's interesting right now, I'm watching up on some monitors a stories of a New York City tailor who is defying, his name is Elliot Rabin. And he is up on my screens above me, and he is defying the state order and reopening his shop. Good for him. We support him 100%. Real quick, let me run down some of our sponsors for us. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, you just heard that. This cup here in the studio is Defender Coffee. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment group of your choice. Every time you drink a cup of coffee, it's a Derek and the crew over there have got it going on. What a great concept. The profits go to the group you choose. Mine is the Second Amendment Foundation. Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. Record weeks over the past few weeks. Astonishing. You want to get a great night's sleep and support the right to bear arms and own your weapons? The owner, Mike Lindell, the founder and the inventor, supports your right to bear arms. Support his company. Car Arms. This is the Car Arms microphone you hear Justin every week. On the MonsterCast, of course, GunBroker.com. North American Arms. We'll be working with Sadie Sweat here real soon. And, of course, I just mentioned Defender Coffee. Let's not forget Bursa. And let's also remember Emerson Knives. If you're looking for a knife that's famous in all the worst places, it's an Emerson, because those are the Spec Ops. Those are the knives the Spec Ops guys carry. All right, let's go back to student of the gun, Paul Markle. Paul, let's start off in this segment with the Walters v. Kemp case. My wife's case was heard in federal court yesterday. I will quote Mr. Gottlieb, "We couldn't have scripted a better outcome." Now, as you and I talked about last night, I can't go into too many details. What I can tell you is that while we do not expect a favorable ruling from this particular judge, we are absolutely 100% set up perfect for appeal. Here's why. We have the government on record as in agreement in the court record that my wife and every Georgia citizen has the right to bear arms for self-defense outside the home. The government is on record with that. They are also on record acknowledging the fact that she cannot get a permit to do so during this time because of the actions taken by the probate court judges in the state of Georgia, which is what is required to get the permits. Those are two very strong statements going forward. If we don't get a favorable ruling in this, we feel very, very good going ahead, going up the chain into the 11th Circuit. Here's the deal. We're still hopeful we'll get a favorable ruling. We should, but we know we will in the long run. We're confident of that, Paul. So that's pretty good news, Paul, to have the Walters v. Kemp case on pretty firm ground. Terra firma, what do you think?
No, I think that's fantastic. And I think what you need to do in the state of Georgia is you need to use this, whether it's Georgia Carry or Second Amendment or GRPC or whatever, you need to use this whole example, this whole court, you know, regardless of win or loss, to explain to the people, this is why we need to remove these onerous restrictions. Correct. This is why citizens shouldn't have to go before their master and beg permission, because the master might not be available, or the master might just say, come back later. And that's exactly what we have with these judges. They have set themselves up as the people's master, mm-hmm. and they're like, you must come to me and beg me for permission to exercise what we've already established is a fundamental right of all living and breathing humans. So if it is a fundamental right, and we've acknowledged that, why do I have to go in front of a bureaucrat, an elected official, a government official, and say, Mother, may I please?
Oh, and by the way, take 77 of my dollars in the process. Look.
Yeah, and basically they're holding your rights hostage. They're ransoming your rights back to you.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
So
and go ahead, please.
This case should inspire all the quote unquote reasonable people who are like, well, it's not that big deal. You know, we have the process. And as long as you follow the process is you were not born in the United States mm-hmm. of America to be a slave. You were not born here to ask permission for your rights. That is
too many people have fought and bled for those rights. Paul, you're absolutely correct. I'm going to take it a step further. The objective of the Walters v. Kemp case, my wife's case, is not to say, oh, I can get my permit. Thank you. Okay, let's drop everything. That's not the purpose of the case. The purpose of the case is to do what Paul just said and end this government intrusion. Now, you know, it's fascinating, Paul. We can take a little journey here. In fact, let's do that for just a second. 1987, Florida had what became known as the landmark law that rolled across the country. That's why for many, many years, we talked about what happens in Florida happens where you live. That's why, and it still does to a large degree, not as much now as other states have surpassed Florida by light years at this point, as far as Florida's gun laws are concerned. But the fact of the matter is that what came out of Florida in 1987 was the modern permit system that we have in place today. And Paul, I think you'll agree with me that back in 1987, that was a good thing, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was crazy. We were kind of turning back the clock from where we used to be.
And now that every state, we fought tooth and nail for states just as late as just a few years ago for states in this country to be shall issue. That means as long as you're a law abiding citizen, the state shall issue you your license based on whatever requirements they had at the time. All 50 states have some sort of licensing scheme now, and that's great. Now we need to roll it back. Now we need to go further, and we need to eliminate those licenses because we now have decades under our belt, Paul, that show that law-abiding people with permits actually are very law-abiding and responsible and shouldn't be required to have that permit now that they've proven themselves, and 16 states are already there with constitutional carry. And that's the objective here with this case, is to get that ball rolling and get it rolling in the court system that says, you know what, we don't need a stinking permit. Go ahead, Paul.
No, you're absolutely right. You are. Now, Mark, we would both be remiss if we ran out of time without talking about our most recent partnership.
Let's go ahead and talk about our most recent partnership. We've got a couple minutes. Go for it.
Okay. So you and I had several phone calls, and we said, what can we do? What can we work on? What can we collaborate on together? And we know that a lot of people right now are either not traveling or they're restricted in travel. And we have, through Student of the Gun, been producing educational training material for our entire existence. And I said, why don't we make this available to your listeners, the Armed American Radio listeners, at a discount to them, and just turn it on, man. So we did. And you want to tell them what it is? You want me to?
No, go ahead. You're on a roll. You guys, you and your wonderful son put this together. Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, if you go to shopsotg.com and then you use the promo code or AAR, or you just go to type in shopsotg.com/AAR, we've got a ton of our educational products up there. We've got some of the online training courses, the online distance learning training courses. We've got books. We've got a lot of things that can help you get through this current crisis, maybe. They're available, and they're on sale just because you use the promo code AAR.
So, hey, go back to the – please put the website in for us one more time. What is it?
It's shopsotg.com.
Correct. And you can also put a slash AAR on there, too, and SOTG.
Yep.
Just so you know, listener, Student of the Gun, SOTG, that's where that is. shopsotg.com/AAR. Use the promo code AAR. You're going to get a great discount. And I want to thank Student of the Gun and Paul and the family and everybody at Student of the Gun for making it available to you. It's just one more thing that Armed American Radio listeners can take advantage of and partner with some of the greatest trainers and some of the greatest experts in the country. Paul, how many books have you authored now?
Many. In the 20-ish neighborhood.
Your latest is what?
The latest is Fighting Solves Everything, man.
And Fighting Solves Everything comes from your recent conquering, I should say, of a cancer diagnosis. Now, that's been over a year again, right?
Well, no, the book actually just came out 6 months. It came out right around Christmas time. So
no, but your fight started over a year ago.
Oh, yeah. My fight started last year. Yeah,
all right. Well, you survived it, and God bless you for everything you do. ShopSOTG.com/AAR. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. We'll be back tomorrow. You know what we're going to do. We're going to get up and do it again because they don't want us to, and we can. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. You know the routine. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Thanks to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.